Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Megan, and here's what she has to say. Cheers, Sane Man. Thanks for all your fine work. I know it's embarrassing, but I'm a girl and I'd like to talk about how my father was henpecked by my mother, and I believe it had something to do with him taking the rope. I haven't seen any daughters on these forums or any female followers affected like I have. I've also had what I describe as post-cognitive dreams. I dream of alternate endings for my father like he moved away instead. I envisioned a MGTOW philosophy for him before I knew it was online. Thanks. Well, Megan, thanks for the donation and sharing your brief story. If you're seriously having dreams with alternate life paths for your father, and you've experienced psychic phenomena before, then look up the work of Philip K. Dick, the author. His books are mostly of so-called alternate realities that he saw in his own dreams. He even saw his young son's death from a hernia in a precognitive dream, and he prevented it from happening. It's too bad you didn't have precognitive dreams and use them to save your father's life by seeing him take the rope around his neck and stop them from doing so. For women, the only men they truly love are their fathers. So that explains why you're probably sending me this message right now. You suffer because your father isn't in your life anymore. Maybe he couldn't help you out with a down payment because he was already put down in the ground. Today I had some interesting interactions with a woman that buried her father about 5 years back. And she's not happy for a different reason. Her father was smart to make sure that the executor of his will was his friend, to make sure his wife and two daughters don't spend all of their inheritance into oblivion. Today she used me as an emotional tampon, complaining how her car was 6 years old, and that the executor of her father's will wouldn't actually let her buy a new one. She doesn't really make much money, and I told her my car was 10 years old, and it works perfectly fine, that she doesn't need a new car. Then she said that I sounded like the executor and I was making her depressed. Then she devolved into personal attacks, shaming me for being single and telling me that I was giving off a gay vibe, and asked me if guys hit on me before. Most guys would never admit to that even if it happened to them. But I told her, sure, I've been hit on by at least 5 to 10 guys in my lifetime because I'm artistic and sensitive, and the only time I was offended was when one guy actually groped me. The rest of the times I never really cared. Here was a woman I'm sure henpecked her own father, her sister too, and probably her mother as well. He, of course, didn't end it all like your dad, Megan, but he sure got his revenge. It's hilarious to see two women in their late 40s and early 50s that can't manage their own money, and their own father knew it, and neither are married because no one would actually suffer being with them. So they ended up living together as sister wives. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to men getting henpecked to death by their own wives and daughters, Clown World Show. Megan, I hope you didn't contribute to the henpecking of your father like those two women and their mother I mentioned. I was shocked that woman shared her story. I told her right away that it looks as though her own father didn't trust her to not spend all of his money and be left destitute. The guy ended up becoming a multimillionaire and his daughters are failures. Jordan Peterson has said that one of the things that makes people more successful in life is losing a parent at a young age. If that happened to you, Megan, then if it didn't destroy you, it might have made you super successful. Suffering and pain build character, and if you have everything given to you on a silver platter while younger, you usually don't fight for more when older. One of the best things that could have happened to me was never having all the toys and ability to play for sports teams while I was younger, into my single digits. Yet I was surrounded by kids with privilege, and I saw all the things that I couldn't have, and most of them were completely spoiled. I credit this sort of hardship when I was younger for my hunger to achieve in life. I also have a cousin whose father died when he was very young in his arms, and he's now super successful too. Maybe you should count yourself as being blessed, Megan, that the loss of your father turned you into somebody better. Maybe instead of resenting your mother, you should be rejoicing. As for the woman with the father that passed away and put an executor in so she wouldn't spend all her money, she's now going to have to move in with her mother, along with her sister too. Have you ever seen the suffering that women have to endure when they live in a henpecking house? They start pecking at each other and there's no manpon there to soak all of their emotional trash. they start yelling and screaming at one another, and the energy just gets worse and worse as if it's being amplified. She told me that she couldn't handle the emotional torment of living with her sister. But ironically, she can't live alone either, because with no one around, she would self-destruct. Sora's choice is to live in misery with her mother or sister, or self-destruct. Maybe your father is smiling down from heaven thinking about all the torment that he's causing his family, after they might have done the same to him. More likely, he's just thinking that he's helping take care of them from the grave, because they can't really take care of themselves. But whose fault is that? His, of course. Maybe he didn't realize that at the time, so he fixed things the best he could when he was gone. As for you, Meekin, you clearly wanted a better life for your father, and it hurts you deeply. Not like the woman I mentioned, because she wants to now basically sue the executor of her father's will because he didn't give enough money to buy a new car. How hilarious. I was entertained listening to all of this, and it was funny because she divulged way too much information. And then shamed me after I revealed her vulnerability, which was that her father never trusted her. The thing is, I didn't say that to hurt her. I just said it because it was the truth and observable reality. She took it as a personal attack and then lashed out at me with shame. Before her father passed away, she would always talk about how great and successful he was. After he passed away and didn't give her her inheritance and a lump sum, she actually shut up about him. What does that tell you about her relationship with him? As for you, Meekin, I don't believe your father had that chance to betray you. So you're just going to be this idealized man that you never got to know because of your mom. Maybe you resent your mother because of that as well. Your father is also partially to blame. Instead of thinking he could take all that henpecking and stay married, he should never have married your mother. Whenever I used to date women and they would henpeck me, I would leave their cooch coop immediately. I don't need that sort of aggravation in my life. That's why you live with the woman first before you contemplate marriage. You'll soon learn that you don't want to be there, and if you're not legally bound to be there, you'll leave if you have self-respect. Far too often men get married without actually dating enough or living with somebody. That's one of the traps of traditionalism. A woman will say she's old-fashioned and she doesn't want to live with a man until she's married. This doesn't make her virtuous. This makes you into her victim. You don't really know someone until you live with them. She doesn't want you to know who she really is until you live with her and you can't get out of the trap all that easily. I've known guys that not only didn't live with their wives before marriage, but also didn't have any longer-term relationships. They ended up going insane from the lack of personal space, the henpecking as well, and couldn't take the intrusion into their mental space. I can only ever be at peace to a certain extent with a quiet woman. Meekin, that's the type of woman your father should have picked, and then he would probably still be around today. As for the woman I spoke about earlier, she's going to end up living with her mother and sister, and they'll henpeck each other to death. She's been getting all kinds of health issues from stress as well. That's the future. More men checking out of marriage and relationships, forcing women to live together and make each other lose their minds, while the men enjoy peace and quiet. I also don't know if your so-called post-cognitive dreams are just your subconscious running wild and is just suppressed hopes and dreams you had for your father's non-existent future, or if you're dreaming of other potential realities that might have been actualized in other parallel dimensions or universes. We also don't really know if there are parallel universes or if there is only one, and we all reach some sort of consensus on it. I'd like to think that somewhere out there are other universes out there where we made different choices in our lives, both good and bad, and where people are still alive. The problem with one universe versus another, if they exist, is that no universe will be ideal. For every decision you make, there are both positive and negative outcomes for your life. So no world will be a perfect one, and that's something a lot of people don't understand. For example, I knew there were two main paths in my life. One was basically having a family, and the other one was working hard and trying to change the world and help people. I wanted to follow the family path and started for a while, but realized that it wasn't for me. So I don't really have any regrets not taking that path. But a lot of guys marry young, have kids, and have made their choice before they even know they had one. Then they regret it and off themselves because they just can't handle it anymore. They cheat themselves without even knowing it. The women they get together with usually don't care about if they made a choice. They only care about if they successfully trap a man. Just like your mother, Meekin, and she probably wasn't thinking about the long-term consequences of all that henpecking. Men are supposed to be emotionally strong and not show vulnerability or mental illness. We are the rock that women are supposed to rely on. We hide our mental illness behind a facade of strength, and women reveal their so-called mental illnesses and issues through a transparent facade for all to see, so that she can get showered with sympathy from simps. I'm tired of hearing how hard women have it, while men like your father, Meekin, are the ones that are offing themselves in silence. even when a guy's a good guy trying to take care of his own wife and daughters financially, as I described earlier, by forcing discipline on them from the grave. He still ends up looking like the bad guy, even though he's just posthumously trying to care about their lives. Women that also most likely drove him into an early grave. That's just what men do, and we're still the bad guys in the eyes of women. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Megan for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Megan's mother tormented her father until he threw himself off a cliff and got smashed on the rocks below. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that claim they're traditional because they won't move in with you before getting married, only to drive you to take your own life when you finally move in with them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.